Hachette Audio presents The Social Organism, a radical understanding of social media to transform your business and life. Written by Oliver Luckett and Michael J. Casey. Read by Oliver Luckett.
For Scott, from Oliver. For Pete, from Michael. There is only one corner of the universe you can be certain of improving, and that's your own self. Aldous Huxley. Preface. Purging Hate. On June 17, 2015, a white, 21-year-old redneck took a Glock handgun to a Bible study at a historic black church in Charleston, South Carolina, and opened fire, massacring 9 people. As is customary in the public spectacle that follows these all-too-frequent moments of bloodletting in American life, creepy photos of the gunman were dug up and quickly disseminated over social media. In some of Dylan Roof's selfies, he was flanked by the Confederate flag. Having grown up in the Mississippi Delta, I found these images especially disgusting. I thought, it's fucking 2015. Why in the hell is this allowed or tolerated? After a centuries-long struggle for social justice, the flag's continued presence in the cultural regalia of the South represented an untenable sanctioning of racism, civil war, human rights abuses, and violence. Now, in the wake of a mass shooting by a killer who later explained that he was trying to ignite a race war, here was a vile reminder of why that flag had no place in modern America. Then something remarkable happened. People's outrage found a clear and concise expression. It took the form of a 3-word imperative prefixed with a hashtag that was widely shared across Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Hashtag take it down. Within days, Walmart, Amazon, Sears, and eBay had announced they'd stop selling Confederate paraphernalia. The governors of Alabama and South Carolina had called for the removal of the flag from their state houses. And those of Virginia and North Carolina had stopped issuing license plates bearing the symbol. The cable network TV Land even halted reruns of The Dukes of Hazzard, the early 80s sitcom whose lead character's signature asset was the General Lee, a 1969 Dodge Charger with the Confederate flag painted on its roof. Why suddenly had the zeitgeist changed? For decades, I'd watched my father, Bill Luckett, a Mississippi lawyer and politician, along with his friend and business partner, the actor Morgan Freeman, publicly battle the Stars and Bars. He'd been able to remove it from our local townhouse.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?